Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Phil Robertson. There's a major controversy. He's the star of the popular A&E show Duck Dynasty and was suspended after some of his comments that he made to GQ magazine in an interview talking about homosexuality. A&E issued a statement saying, "We are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and are not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty. His personal views in no way reflect those of A&E Networks, who have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely." So this is a big deal because this show is a mega hit, and even Sarah Palin came out today in defense of Phil Robertson and his comments in GQ. But let's not speculate here. Let's go straight to Phil's comments. Let's listen to what he had to say here, and we can make a decision based on what he actually said other than just rampant speculation. So the interview starts out and he talks about saying, he says, "Everything is blurred on what's right and wrong. Sin becomes fine. Start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right." So Robertson is basically paraphrasing Corinthians here. And he's saying that, that homosexuals won't inherit the kingdom of God. That would be one thing, probably pretty offensive. If someone compared me to a pedophile, I would probably be offended by that. I probably wouldn't mount a huge campaign, but then again, I'm not gay, so I have to try and put myself in one of their shoes. But think about this, he actually went on and sort of built on that, and he said, "It seems to me a vagina as a man would be more desirable than a man's anus. That's just me. I'm just thinking there's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying? But hey, sin, it's not logical, my man. It's just not logical." Well, that would probably cross the line. If I was gay, I would probably be angry. Now, again, this is not a free speech issue, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you think it may be, but it's actually not a free speech issue from him being suspended for these comments, and let me tell you why. Free speech is an issue of not being censored by the government. So, for example, if you believe in private property rights and some guy was standing on your front lawn saying all these disgusting things, you might be upset with him. You could kick him off, say, "Hey, get out of here, you're trespassing," and that's a private property issue. Now, if you work for a company, for example, and you say something while you're working at a company and you reflect negatively on them, they might fire you. Now, this happens all the time. People will tweet things, they'll say things that are blue or just, things that don't go along with the corporate mantra, and they fire you, which is essentially what A&E has done here. But this is obviously rallied, special interest groups on both sides, and nobody is looking at the facts or trying to make a really honest analysis of this, which is actually why I'm glad that we're talking about this, because when it comes to libertarians on this issue, there's a lot of nuance in here, and I kind of want to suss out the details with you, and I want to be objective and as unbiased as I can while, letting you know how it is that I actually do feel as a libertarian. Now, personally, I have no problem with homosexuals or homosexual behavior. I don't find anything wrong with it. I don't find it to be sinful. I don't share Phil Robertson's faith-based worldview. That doesn't mean that I denigrate it. I actually respect him, and to be quite honest, I'm a fan of the show. I like Duck Dynasty. I think that's a really fun show. I love the values that they express on the show, and I love the way that they treat each other, the family treats each other, which is with respect and love and kindness. And I really admire that. So the times that I've seen the show, I really enjoy it. But here's the thing, you know, when they're doing a television show like this, they have to do what their boss says. So technically, they have a right to let Phil go if they think that it's going to harm their bottom line. Now, again, let's get nuanced here. This isn't a black or white issue. You know, I know everybody's picking up to one side or the other, but to look at this from like a legal standpoint, to look at this from a philosophical standpoint, not just a moral standpoint. Morally, I think Phil Robertson is wrong, but from a technical standpoint, I think that he should be able to keep the show. And here's why. Because everybody knows that some redneck is going to believe these kinds of things. It's not unknown. I mean, A&E could have found this out years ago. I mean, it's not as if GQ really is getting some kind of a scoop here. I mean, I know that they're so happy. I'm sure that this blew up. But it's a little ridiculous to pick on this old man who has these beliefs that I believe are wrong. But isn't that what these guys are all about? Isn't like that's their culture, you know? Like when they pray at the end of the show, I don't get offended when they pray. I think it's sweet. I don't have to share their faith to believe that. I see what it is, is a loving family, you know, sharing time together. So, you know, I try not to persecute people who don't persecute me. And it's not as if Phil Robertson is persecuting anyone. Who has he harmed? No one. He's not in any position of power. He's just this old guy with a television show. And yeah, he's a millionaire. And yeah, people listen to him. But the people who listen to him already agree with him. So I'm not sure how much influence he could be having against the gay lobby or whatever, because he really is not anyone of any significance in terms of overall culture or political value. Culture, yes, he means a lot. But for the political value, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, think about this, guys. Come on. Duck Dynasty is real. Somebody was talking about this on the Libertarian Republic Facebook page. Duck Dynasty is a glorified Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, you know? And this show is all about the glorification of acting silly, being stupid, you know, spending time with your family, and just being rednecks. That's fine. But this is not some major deal that I think A&E needs to go out and let this guy go, and now they've started up a controversy. And here's the reality, guys. This is what you all need to really understand. As someone who's worked in television before, everybody wins in this kind of a scenario. What do I mean when I say everybody? Because A&E is going to win big on this. Duck Dynasty is going to win big on this. Political groups, action groups are going to win big on this. Sarah Palin is probably raising money like crazy today for Sarah PAC if she's got a super PAC. Because they know, the television sponsors and all those people know, yeah, the outrage generated by this is going to get them a ton of attention. You know, no publicity is bad publicity. And so the Duck Dynasty people, they're going to make a killing. Because you know why? Because a million, billion gullible people are going to go in, buy their products to show support for them and say, you know, well, I'm outraged and this is a free speech issue. Well, it's not a free speech issue. It's not. A free speech issue is when the government censors you from your speech, when someone is banning you from having your free speech. When you work for a corporation and you sign a contract, then you have to play by their rules. So Phil getting let go, I don't think is a good idea. I think it's stupid, but it's actually good for everybody. It's good for the Libertarian Republic. You know why? Because I posted the article last night and a million freaking people read that article. Because people do care about this. And if anything, this is probably a bad sign for our culture overall, because we spend way too much time worrying about issues like this when we have way bigger things to worry about. I mean, Obamacare is coming around in the new year with all of these changes to our healthcare system. And what are people going to be talking about over Christmas? They're going to be talking about Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson being canceled. So again, you have to be objective when you look at issues like this, and you have to be honest and fair and unbiased, because even though I have my own biases, like I don't agree with his comments. I don't condone them. I think he's wrong, even morally wrong. And you may disagree with me, but you can't disagree with the reality that A&E owns the network. They own the show. They can do what they want. And to be frank, you know, they should just take the show somewhere else. I mean, there's got to be a ton of other networks that would be more than happy to take this on, because it's such a hugely popular show. And you can see why. It's a fun show. It's interesting. You know, great, you know, great characters and really cool plot lines. So I think in the end, the only people that are going to lose for this are the people who are confused by this situation and are going to get taken in by some politician or by, you know, some television network. And they're going to end up making millions off of this. And we won't have advanced the dialogue in our culture at all. All we will have done is sort of, you know, put up walls between us, between more groups that don't need to have more walls or put wedges in between. We need to come together, America. We need to solve these problems. Because listen, if you've been listening to this and you don't agree with me and you're angry because, you know, I'm not sticking up for the same moral side as you or as Phil Robertson on this, or you think this is a free speech issue, then I have to ask you, how are we all going to get together? How are we going to solve the problems of this country? If every time something like this happens, somebody comes out and, you know, says something, then, you know, then they get fired and then everybody just, you know, comes and, you know, tries and, you know, inject their politics into the situation. You know, this is why our country is just getting torn apart. Our culture is being torn apart. It's not because we have disagreements over things like homosexuality. It's because when we have disagreements over things like this, we all act irrationally, or someone makes an irrational move, and then the problems get compounded. Now, Phil Robertson should not have been suspended for his comments. I don't agree with him. I think he's totally wrong. But the people who pushed to have him kicked off, they have their rights too, just like he does, to say whatever they want. And A&E owns the network. They ultimately have the say. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Do you agree? Do you disagree? I am going to go ahead and cut this podcast off. It's been a great episode. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope you guys will send us email. Go to libertarianrepublic.com and weigh in. Drop by our Facebook page. Leave a comment. Follow us on Google Plus and Twitter. I'm not sure if you heard, but Facebook has just crushed the traffic to libertarian Facebook pages in the last few weeks. So we're struggling a bit here at the Libertarian Republic, but we're definitely treading water. Some very exciting news. We just actually hired our first employee today, starting in January. Very exciting. We'll have another media producer here and a journalist who's going to help us to gather more news so that we can entertain, excite, inform you, and give you the best news from a perspective of economic freedom and personal liberty. This is Austin Peterson from the Freedom Report. Have a very Merry Christmas.